Kilkear skipper Matthew McLean. Matthew, you have been put to the pin of your collar here this evening by St Michael's, but in the end you have crossed the line on a score of 3-14 to 3-12. It was exciting, it was rip-roaring stuff. Championship's finally arrived here at the quarter-final mark. You're probably just relieved to get over the line and get into the semi-finals, but that there was pulsating stuff.
It was. Now a lot happened in the second half. We probably had a good lead to the half time, but I think the one really kind of added to the game, and then you had the black card on top of that. They were always going to come back into the game once the one, and then with the black card, then it really kind of gives them a kind of board to really push on in the second half. But we wouldn't be happy with the performance at some parts of it anyway, but in fairness, we did, after the goal, we did push on, and we kind of took control then for the last couple of minutes.
You talk about that breeze, and I think, you know, by the 23rd, 24th minute of the first half, you were 1-8 to 2 points up. It looked like he's reminded at half time he's going to 2-9 to 1-4, looked to be in the command position. But in the second half, I think with the breeze and, you know, the experience likes of Colin McFadden, you know, Martin McElhan, and even though Michael Lang looked to be carrying a knock, it was his goal that really kind of breathed life into St Michael's there at the midpoint of the second half, 2-8 to 2-12, and you were really in the game there. It looked like near the end then you just got your third goal, it just were home and hose. But late on again, of course, another St Michael's goal. I mean, down to the last couple of minutes there, 2-point game, it could have really went either way.
Yeah, we have a lot to work on, a few bad goals now, to be fair, but look, they were always going to come back into the game. You're never going to beat a team like Michael as well. They're one of the top sides in Donegal, I think we have a lot to work on, but we showed a bit of fight there at the end, and to win it.
Yeah, and I suppose, listen, look, at St Michael's probably maybe didn't get the respect they deserved in the lead up to this year. You talk about the quality of the experience they have. You know, the weather today wasn't great. It's a great leveller because, of course, you just run the ball, you just like to move. You know, we talk about nice firm pitches. I suppose it's a great equaliser here this evening. But listen, you are into that there semi-final. You will know it'll come your way tomorrow evening. A lot to happen between now and then as well. Listen, I suppose you'd love to fight another day. And if there's any way to go into a semi-final, it's probably off the back of a good scare like that.
Yeah. Fairness, with two other years, we probably went last year probably into the semi-finals. We didn't really have a test, and we're probably two behind us now, and you really can learn from them games. So hopefully we can correct a few things, and we can look forward to the draw tomorrow evening, whoever we get.